Blog Talk Radio. Coaching Impact Radio, informative conversation by coaches for coaches with Frankie Dorn and Terry Hayes. There seems to be an official day or time on the calendar for almost anything, from the well-known like Mother's Day to the wildly obscure like National Accordion Awareness Month, which, if you're dying to know, is June. But here's an important one, International Coaching Week, and it's rapidly approaching. Coach Terry is here to tell you all about it. Good day to you, ma'am.
And a good day to you, too.
Thank you.
So,
yes,
we're talking International Coaching Week. Now, you may go, what? What is that crazy business?
I may.
Well, that's why I'm talking about it. See, there's this legacy we have in International Coaching Week that I think the coaching community is grossly underusing. And so we're going to talk about it. So what is International Coaching Week? Well, if you are a professional coach or you're a coach curious about becoming a coach, you've got to know this, people. Get out a pen and paper. Take notes. This is some important stuff. So there is a coach by the name of Jerry Udelson. And hats off, Jerry, by the way. And you can actually find her at jerryudelson.com. That's JerryUdelson.com, jerryudelson.com. So back in 1999, she created a coaching week that was originally called National Personal and Business Coaching Week, right? For obvious reasons, the brand is emerging, the industry is emerging. We absolutely should have a week dedicated to promoting awareness, which is exactly how it started. Well, and so she did the legwork. She got it listed in Chase's calendar of events, which is a major PR tool. Everything from National Ice Cream Day to, you know, International Blood Donor Day, they're all listed in Chase's big book. So this is no small feat. This is a very legit thing. We've got a week. Well, over a little bit of time, some of the Canadian coaches wanted to join in, and then a global reach started happening, so it became International Personal and Business Coaching Week, and has since evolved. And it's involved a lot of people over the time. The ICF, International Coach Federation, IAC, International Association of Coaching, Thomas Leonard, who is widely regarded as the real grandfather of the modern coaching movement, who was also one of the collaborative founders of the International Coach Federation, Coach University, Coachville, the IAC, a real big player in our coaching industry. He was involved in sort of leveraging this to its next level by creating a website at the time, Coaching Week, and allowing coaches to post their events up there on Coaching Week. And so here we are, you know, fast forward. This is 2015. And the ICF has largely stepped in and helped facilitate as a container, a place to hold all of the information for International Coaching Week. But here's what we all need to know. This is our week. This isn't the ICF's week. This is our week. This is International Coaching Week. This is our week to jump in and raise awareness about coaching. And as many new coaches know, that when you first start out, having something on your calendar all the time to offer people, sometimes that's a bit challenging. Well, here comes International Coaching Week. And by the way, I just want to give you the dates on it real quick. So this year, 2015, it is May 18th to 24th. So it's coming up real quick, May 18th to 24th, 2015, International Coaching Week. It's already on a calendar. We don't need to go and invent anything. Every single coach in the world has an event on their calendar right now. You, me, all of us. It's called International Coaching Week. And what we choose to do with it is actually critical.
Coaching Impact Radio is brought to you by Impact Coaching Academy, offering life coach training and certification in over 20 specialty categories: life, business, couples, health and wellness, and more. Courses can be completed as self-paced study, live teleclasses, or in-person intensives. Just like our radio program, Impact Coaching Academy is by coaches for coaches. Sign up now for your free membership and receive over 30 hours of training and programming worth thousands of dollars, yours to listen to and enjoy, absolutely free. Then set your own path for growth with courses that are starting soon. Check the calendar to see the current offerings. Impact Coaching Academy. Be a part of the impact at ImpactCoachingAcademy.com.
So, first off, let me just say, if we don't jump on the bandwagon and seize the opportunity to do some sort of a public awareness outreach event during International Coaching Week, what are we doing? Now, this is where I drag out my soapbox, because this is very much an opinion piece. I'm just going to warn you all right now. We have a week dedicated to raising awareness around coaching. To let that slip by unhonored is criminal. If it's not criminal, it should be at least a misdemeanor. Because, one, we want the public awareness to be expanded around coaching, first of all, for very obvious reasons, not only the good of humanity, the good of the world, the health and well-being of our independent coaching practices, but also because of the health and wellness of our independent coaching practices. You know, if you're struggling to say, you know, what do I invite people to, and gosh, what seems credible, or what seems, you know, I don't want to have to reinvent the wheel, I don't want to have to, you know, something, this is your time. So coaches from all over the globe are coming together to host International Coaching Week events. Some coaches, I have a good friend of mine down in Los Angeles. He, last couple of years, he's booked out like a 4 or 5, 6 hour block, goes down to a yoga studio, you know, coordinates with them to offer free laser coaching sessions during International Coaching Week, a couple of nights a week. They send out a mailer to all of their members if they're at the yoga studio. They give him a little private room. He sets up a little sign, and he just goes down there for those 4 or 5 hours, a couple nights a week during International Coaching Week, and just coaches people, to just allow them the experience, allow them the opportunity to meet a coach face to face, and to see them in their natural environment, the coaching session, and it's that simple. Or it could be much more elaborate. There's some phenomenal work being done by numerous chapters of both the IAC and the ICF, where they're holding much larger events. As a matter of fact, we're going to have in our next show, we're going to have Laura Abernathy, who is one of the co-founders of the Northwest Corner Coaches in Northwest Washington State in the U.S. And we're also going to be talking, hopefully, with a clear across the far other end of the country, a member of the Southern Florida State ICF chapter. They're doing an event down there. Those events are much more organized and structured, and it brings together a large group of coaches. But here's what's great, is if you have a large group of coaches, that's fantastic, whether it's your meetup group, your local IAC, ICF chapters, a group of students at your coach training organization, whatever, that's fine. Get together. Offer some sort of a collaborative event, even if it's just, like we'll talk about this, like I said, in our future show, even if it's just a mixer, which is what the Northwest Corner Coaches are doing. They're having an opportunity for live complimentary coaching, as well as just a social mixer with live music and door prizes and, you know, cocktails and appetizers on a lovely patio, you know, great weather, that sort of thing. The sky is the limit. And here is what's awesome, is you still have time. You absolutely can go ahead and get your event together and get it listed on the ICF website for free. So there's when you go to coachfederation.org, which is the website, of course, for the ICF, coachfederation.org, In the upper toolbar, if you click on the events link, then you can actually go to International Coaching Week. And when you go to that page, you'll see that it says, you know, experience coaching, and you can click and go to an interactive map that shows you where the events are happening all around the world. And if you want to get your event listed, all you have to do is pop them an email and say, hey, please send me the form, and they'll send it to you. You fill it out, they put it up immediately, or you can send me an email, terrih@betteryoumail.net, terrih@betteryoumail.net, and I will be happy to send one out your way. But you just fill it out, get your event up on the map, because the map isn't just about ICF activity. It's about global coaching activity. So some coach training schools are doing things, some individual coaches are doing things. And as a matter of fact, if you head on over towards North Carolina, you'll see a little yellow pin there. That's me. I'm actually doing something here in North Carolina. I'm doing a public event. I contacted our library. Reserved a room. Now, there's a small fee for that, and so I reserved that room. So sometimes it's free. Sometimes you have to pay a couple of bucks to do your event, depending on who you coordinate with. So I'm doing a lecture on values, and I'm going to have got a handout and all those sorts of things. And so far, I've already got, you know, half a dozen people who are planning on coming, which is perfect. It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be massive. It doesn't have to be, you know, this giant moneymaker, you know, client converter experience. The reason I'm saying that is because this is our opportunity to help educate. This is our opportunity to remove all the barriers to coaching, especially for coaches that are a little bit anxious about charging. Maybe you're newer. Maybe you're just working through your money and value issues. But this is perfect. You don't have to charge for this. It makes perfect sense if you're out there actually doing something voluntary for International Coaching Week. So even more reason why you should grab the opportunity right now, get something on your calendar, and make it happen. But so anyway, I digress. Let me get back to International Coaching Week and the interactive map. So you click on the map, it says click to go see the map, and you can actually scroll all around the world and see all the different types of activities that are being planned by the different regional chapters and individual coaches. But not only that, you can actually, if you are an ICF member or you're in a ICF chapter, they have complete downloadable graphics and flyers and all sorts of things to help support you. So more than ever in the history of coaching, are we primed as an industry to celebrate International Coaching Week. And this is actually our 17th year, 17 years of celebrating International Coaching Week. So what's for you to do, right? What's for you to do? One, be very aware. Understand and learn about International Coaching Week. Two, plan something. Plan something this year and every year from now on. Do something every year that celebrates International Coaching Week. Large, small, alone, in collaboration, make it a priority. Three, collaborate and invite other coaches to do the same. So spread the word. Be part of the force that spreads the word across the coaching industry about International Coaching Week. Five, attend some International Coaching Week activity. If there's one near you, if you can't get one together, you can't collaborate with a group of coaches in your region, find an activity to go to. There's lots of virtual activities that you can attend. Participate. Five key steps that'll help make International Coaching Week a permanent part of your business, a permanent part of your community outreach to help raise awareness for what coaching is, and the continuation, really, of a legacy. The legacy, not only that Jerry Udelson started, but of Thomas Leonard, who is one of the original, like I said, the original founders of the entire coaching movement. So over our next couple of shows, we're going to be talking with some great coaches from around the world who are doing some great things for International Coaching Week. We're going to hear about their events, kind of publicize them, get the word out a little bit, and hopefully touch a chord and get your events out there. So if you are moved, if you are inspired by what I'm sharing today and you think, okay, Terry, I'm going to pick up that challenge. I am going to go ahead and I'm going to do an International Coaching Week activity. Email me. Let me know what it is. We'll plug it on the show. All right. And with that, we're going to hand things back to Vince. Just a short show today. A little motivation for your week to get you moving. Vince, back to you.
Thank you for joining us today. There's more exciting conversation by coaches for coaches 1 week from today with Frankie Dorn and Terry Hayes. Coaching Impact Radio is brought to you by Impact Coaching Academy. Experience ICA with over 30 hours of complimentary materials, then chart your own specific training plan at impactcoachingacademy.com. And of course, join us and access the growing archive of programs at coachingimpactradio.com. Join us next week, same time and place, as we continue the coaching conversation. I'm Vince Hayes. Bye-bye, everyone.